Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 939 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Byron.
Hi, Pat. This is Byron, TGI Friday. I'm at bmxteacher.com. My question is regarding optimizing your marketing for Amazon book pre-sales. I recently purchased 3 books on pre-sale, and the marketers did not leverage any kind of technology for pre-marketing or post-sale marketing. No follow-up, anything. It seemed like there was a lot of opportunity to engage with the person who pre-bought the book on the pre-sale. And I'm curious your thoughts about how to optimize or maximize your marketing if you're using Amazon. What service would you use to manage the sale, manage the post-sale follow-up, et cetera, so that you can engage with that person that bought your product? Thanks so much. You rule. You're so helpful, and your smart passive income is incredibly valuable. Thanks so much.
Hey, Byron, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you and all the amazing support. Thank you for that. Now, the trick is, how do you know who's buying when somebody buys on Amazon? And that's why authors struggle with Amazon, especially during the pre-sale phase, is because Amazon doesn't tell you. Amazon does not give you a list of email addresses. They don't give you access to any names of the people who buy your book ahead of time, at least as far as I know. And I know a lot of people who help authors in Amazon, and it's just not going to happen. You have to get creative with how you can get those names and emails. And during the pre-sale phase, before people even have access to that book, well, it's even more challenging because any call to actions that you include in the book, they're not even going to see until after the book goes live. So here's what I would recommend. Utilize a street team before the book goes live, and insert some sort of promotions or contests on your own site related to the pre-sale so that you can then determine, okay, who is actually engaging with you so you can engage back with them. So to be more specific, I might offer a contest or some sort of incentive to have people send me a copy of their receipt after purchase, which qualifies them or allows them to gain entry into something. That's how you know who's buying the pre-sale. Amazon makes it easy to set up a pre-sale, but they don't make it very easy. Well, even that is not true. I mean, at least when I launched Will It Fly back in 2016, it just was not easy. Now, there were some things related to create space that we had to worry about too, and then, you know, we just kind of hacked our way through it. But again, I didn't have, like, you don't know who's reading your book or who purchases your book until you collect that email address or you get engagement on social media. But I would definitely go for the email address. And that's why I definitely recommend kind of planning ahead of time, utilizing a street team like we've talked about on the show on Smart Passive Income before, and definitely utilizing a contest of some kind to just understand who it is, who is it that's going to be buying from you ahead of time, you know, giving them something as a reward. And it doesn't have to be something physical. I mean, I would actually recommend against that. If something digital is much easier to fulfill than like a physical thing. So you can do that and give something away as a result of buying early, potentially as a result of buying multiple copies early, potentially. And that way you can utilize, like you said, that underrated post-sale offer and that follow-up. So I guess if I had to say one tool or service, that would be email provider. I would use ConvertKit, and you can run contests through that or start building an audience on social media and run it through that as well. ConvertKit, I am a compensated advisor and affiliate for them as well, just so you know. But the affiliate link for that is askpat.com/ConvertKit. And again, you're going to have to get a little bit creative. And I would see if you could find other people who are doing this but doing it well, Byron. You're in a good space where people are trying a lot of new things, and you know, just keep an eye open. And it seems like you're doing that already. So great job, Byron. Great question. Thank you so much. And as a result of your question being featured here on the show, I want to send you an AskPat t-shirt. And yeah, we'll send it to you in the next couple of weeks or so, or at least collect your information so we could send that to you. And then finally, for those of you who are listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Sheryl Sandberg. What would you do if you weren't afraid? That's a great question. What would you do if you weren't afraid? I'd love to hear from you on Twitter with your answer. And I'm going to give away an AskPat t-shirt randomly to somebody who answers that question within the next couple of weeks. So use the hashtag AskPat939. And don't worry, Byron, we're not giving away your shirt. We're going to give away an additional one for some random lucky Twitter or Instagram. If you want to do an Instagram post and kind of highlight this and have your audience engage with you too, the quote is from Sheryl, S-H-E-R-Y-L, Sandberg. And the question is, what would you do if you weren't afraid? I'm really curious to hear your answers. Use the hashtag on Twitter or on Instagram, hashtag AskPat939. And I'll follow up with one of you in the next couple of weeks or so after this episode goes out. And I'll award you an AskPat shirt and we'll send it to you free of charge. So again, one more time, Sheryl Sandberg, what would you do if you weren't afraid? Hashtag AskPat939. Cheers, guys. Thanks so much. Take care. And I'll see you next week in the next episode of Ask Pat. Have a good weekend. Cheers. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.